Will you please turn to Isaiah?
请我们翻到以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10.
以赛亚书四十三章第十节。
Isaiah 43:10.
以赛亚四十三章第十节。
Ye are my witnesses, said Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证。我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
For gathering us together this morning.
你早上又把我们聚在你自己的跟前。
We know that thou art here among us.
我们深知道你在我们中间。
Because thou hast promised it.
因为这是你的应许。
Lord, what hast thou to say to us this morning?
主啊，早上你要向我们说什么话呢？
Thy servants heareth.
你的仆人们静听。
We commit this time into thy hand.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们知道圣灵要做奇妙的工作。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主，早上我们能够聚在这里。
Every time we are able to gather together,
每一次当我们能够聚在一起，
it is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯。
I suppose we all know.That our Lord is coming soon.
我们大家都知道主很快的就要来。
As a matter of fact, we are waiting for him every day.
其实我们每天都在等候他。
He can come at any time now.
他每一个时刻都可以来到。
For all the prophecies precede his coming had been fulfilled.
因为他来以前，一切的预言都已经应验了。
Indeed, there are still some prophecies to be fulfilled.
当然还有一些的预言要应验。
But these are prophecies concerning his coming and afterwards.
但这是讲到他来的时候，跟他来之后的预言。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We are here not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled now.
我们现在不需要再等待什么预言的应验。
The next thing that will come
下一步要来的
is the coming of our dear Lord Jesus.
就是我们亲爱的主的降临。
We are waiting for him every day.
我们每天都在正因等待他。
It is a very exciting time.
这实在是一个令人兴奋的时刻。
Even though it is a most difficult time.
虽然如今是最艰难的日子。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Are we ready?
我们预备好了吗?
Ready for his coming.
预备好迎见他吗?
Are we going to be that welcoming party to him?
我们是那些能够迎接他来的一群人吗？
We thank God for giving us another chance.
我们感谢神今天再给我们一次的机会。
That we may be better prepared for his return.
叫我们能够更预备好为了他的再来。
Every brother and sister here.
每一位弟兄姊妹在这里的。
Are expecting our Lord Jesus to return.
都是那位期待主再来的人。
Our prayer is, Lord, come, Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告乃是主啊，求你快来。
Thank God, we believe that his coming is imminent.
我们知道他的降临是即刻的。
But on the other hand,
另外 一方面
we want to thank God for his long patience.
我们也感谢他对我们一直的恒久忍耐。
He does not want anyone to miss that opportunity.
他不愿任何人错掉这样的机会。
So he still gives us chance to be retained, to be prepared for him.
他仍然给我们机会预备迎接他。
And this is another chance that he has given us.
这是他再给我们的一次机会。
So let our hearts be open to him.
让我们的心向着他都是敞开的。
And allow his word to prepare us.
让他的话来预备我们。
That at his coming, we may see him with joy.
当他来的时候，我们能够欢然地见他。
Our theme this time is found in Isaiah 43:10.
这一次大会的主题是在以赛亚四十三章第十节。
Ye are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Does God need any witness?
神需要任何的见证吗
？Who can be his witness?
谁能够成为他的见证人呢
？Because he is the beginning.
因为他是始。
And he is the end.
他是终。
He is the first.
他是首先的。
And he is the last.
他是末后的。
Nobody is there when he exists.
没有任何人存在当他在的时候。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
when you read the scripture,
当你读圣经的时候
the Lord said, you are my witnesses.
主说你们是我的见证。
It is something for us to meditate upon.
这是我们要在他面前默想的。
And that's what we will do this morning.
这是今天早上我们要交通的。
God is the beginning.
神是创始的。
He is the self-existing God.
他是自有的神。
There is nobody else there.
在本来在那里什么都没有。
But why is it?
为什么这样?
That the scripture says, you are my witnesses.
圣经说你们是我的见证。
And we would like to find out the reason why.
我们愿意来讲出为什么。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1,
在创世纪第一章第一节里面
In the beginning,God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
This is not the beginning of God.
这不是神的开始。
This is the beginning of creation.
这是创造的开始。
When God created the heaven and the earth,
当神创造诸天和地。
He did it alone.
他是本来自己在那里。
Can you imagine?
你们可以想象到吗
？That when God wanted to create,
当神 在创造的时候。
He had to spend a long time doing that.
他要花很多的时间来
做。I don't think so.
我相信不是这样。
Because he just say a word and it is done.
因为他只要说一句话就成就了。
So we believe.
所以我们相信。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
When God created the heaven and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
That the heaven and the earth were done.
天地已经造好了。
You remember when Job and his three friends were arguing together about God.
当约伯跟他三个朋友在那里议论到神的时候。
And even later on, a young man, Elihu, joined in.
后来以拉户也参与了。
But after all their conversations,
当他们这一切的讲论。
You find in Job 38.
你看到在约伯记38章里面告诉我们。
God began to say.
神在那里开始说。
Job 38 verse 1.
约伯记38章第一节。
And Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind.And said,
那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说
Who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge?
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明
In spite of all the arguments among Job and his friends and Elihu,
虽然约伯跟他的朋友们跟以拉户他们这样的来在这个辩论。
God said, Who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge?
说谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明呢
?So nobody is fit to talk about God.
所以没有人能够真正的问到谈论到神的事情。
The more we talk,About him,
我们越讲到关于神
，the more we utter words without knowledge.
我们就是越是用无知的言语
，because he is self-existent and he is before all.
因为他是自有的，而且他在一切万物之前的。
God challenged Job.
神向约伯挑战
，with his creation，
用着他的创造来挑战约伯。
He challenged Job where Job was when this was done。
神在这个问他，将这一切成就的时候，你在哪里啊
？And Job had to be silent。
约伯只有默口无言。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Our God is the self。Existing God.
我们的神是那位自有的神。
He said, I am that I am.
他说我是自有拥有的。
This is what he is.
他就是这样的一位。
But let us remember,
我们要知道,
when God first created the heaven and the earth,
当神一开头创造天地的时候,
he did not createMan, such as we are.
他创造的人不像我们今天这个样子。
The highest of his creation were angels.
他创造的最高级的乃是天使。
Angels are spirits.
天使乃是个灵。
They don't have a body.
他们没有一个身体。
They may take up any body.
他们可以取任何身体的形象
But they basically are spirits.
但他们本身就是个灵
And among all the angels that he had created,
神所造的一切天使
The best and the highest of them is Lucifer.
最美跟最高等的乃是路西佛。
The brilliant star.
那个明亮之星。
At the first creation,
在头一次的创造里面
，God built Lucifer in such a way.
神是那样的建造路西佛。
That he was called the brilliant star.
他乃是称为明亮之星。
Now, how do we know about that?
我们怎么知道这件事呢
？It is because in the Bible we are told about it.
因为在圣经里面这样告诉我们。
There are two places in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有两处讲到。
That will tell us something about this archangel.
就讲到这一位天使长。
One is Isaiah. Chapter 14.
一个是在以赛亚十四章。
Even though God is talking about the king of Babylon,
虽然神是在这个讲到巴比伦王。
And yet suddenly you find in verse 12.
突然之间，你发现在以赛亚十四章十二节那里说
，It begins something that cannot be applied to any.
这样的形容不能够指到任何的人
Because he is talking about Lucifer.
因为他在这里是讲到这位天使长
The brilliant star.
这位明亮之星
The masterpiece of God in the first creation.
神头一次创造里面的杰作
And then you also find in Ezekiel chapter 28.
另外在以西结二十八章里面
From verse 11 to 19
从十一节到十九节
He was talking about the king of Tyre
这里讲到推罗王
But suddenly the Bible describes something that no man ever can apply
突然神在这里形容到一些的事情是不能够在任何的人身上显明的
He was talking about the brilliant star
这里实在是讲到那位明亮之星
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
When God created Lucifer the brilliant star
当神在这里创造路西佛这位明亮之星的时候
He was created almost perfect
他创造他几乎完美
There is a tenfold description of the stones that adorn this archangel.
在这里用十个的宝石来形容这位天使长。
And he was given great wisdom and talent.
他给他有极大的智慧在他的身上。
He became the anointed covering angel.
他成为那个受膏遮盖约柜的那一位天使。
In other words, he covered the ark, the throne of God.
那你说他受膏遮盖神的约柜。
He was most gifted.
他是那最有恩赐的。
He was very musical.
他是非常懂得音乐的。
And I believe.Probably at that time, he led the angels in worshiping God.
我们相信他是在那里带着众天使敬拜神。
The Bible tells us when he was created.
圣经告诉我们，当他被造的时候
，he was perfect.
他是完美的。
And he seemed to serve God in that way.
他是这样的来侍奉神。
But gradually, because of his much traffic,
但是渐渐的，因为他有太多的贸易很多
，and he began to look into himself.
他就在那里看自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，it is always dangerous to look into yourself.
当你看自己的时候，是多么的危险。
And here, Lucifer. Because of his beauty, talent.
这个牧师佛基木伯是因着他的智慧，他的美丽。
In the beginning, he was faithful to God.
本来他向神是忠心的。
He led the angels in worshiping God.
他带领众天使敬拜神。
But gradually,
渐渐的
somehow, he began to look into himself.
他在那里开始看他自己。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
it is always dangerous to look into ourselves.
当我们太过看自己的时候是多么的危险。
Because if we do,
如果我们这样的话
we will either be proud or we will be sad.
我们或者会变成自傲或者都会变成自卑。
But this Lucifer,
但这一位天使长路斯佛
though in the beginning he was faithful to God,
一开始本来向神是忠心的
and yet because of his beauty and of his traffic,
因着他的美丽因着他忙碌的贸易
he began to desire something beyond what he was.
他在那里希望得到一些是他超越他应该的。
We find in Isaiah chapter 14.
我们在以赛亚十四章那里看到
verse 12.
第十二节。
He said, Lucifer.
这里说到这位天使长，明亮之星，早晨之子。
He began to turn into himself.
你何经如此坠落，这样看你自己呢？
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
It is always dangerous to look into yourself.
我们再说，你看自己是非常危险的。
Because it will either make you proud.
你或者叫你自己骄傲。
Or make you disappointed.
或者你对自己失望。
When Lucifer looked into himself,
当他看自己的时候
he began to want something more than God has created him for.
他要得一些不是神创造他的时候要他得的。
In Isaiah 14, you find five times he talked about himself.
在以赛亚十四章有五次他说我要。
I wanted to rise above the heaven.
我要升到天上。
I want to be in the council of God.
我要与神至上者同等。
I want to be like God.
我要能够跟神一样。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
if we read Philippians,
如果我们读腓立比书的话
we will find that what Lucifer really wanted,
我们看到天使长他真正要的是什么呢？
He wanted to be equal with God.
他乃是要与神同等。
To put it another way,
换句话说
he wanted the place of the Son of God.
他要抢夺神儿子的地位。
And because of his pride,
因着他的骄傲
because of his many traffics,
因为他冒遇许多
because of his sin,
因着他的罪
He was banished from heaven.
他就从天上给摔下来。
And most likely,
很可能
the earth that we know of was at that time under his control.
我们知道的这块地本来是他所管理的。
So when judgment came upon Lucifer.
当审判临到他的时候
Then the earth entered into empty and void.
地就成为空虚混沌。
And this is what you find in chapter Genesis 1:2.
这就是创世纪第一章第二节说到的。
There is a great gap between these two verses.
在那里有这样的一个间隔，一个缝。
Genesis 1:1 is the creation.
创世纪第一章第一节乃是起初的创造。
But in verse 2, we find the earth was empty and void.
但是第二节就说到地是空虚混沌。
In other words,
换句话说
the earth that was created by God in such perfection,
神本来所创造那么完美的地
enter into emptiness and void.
进到空虚混沌。
Empty, it means it has lost its purpose.
空虚乃是说到它失掉了它的目的。
Void means it has been ruined.
哦，空虚一个混沌，空虚乃是说到已经被毁坏了。
So the earth was surrounded with water.
所以地就晕面被水来遮盖。
It has lost its purpose and the reason why it was created.
就失掉了它本来被造的意义。
We do not know how long this continued on.
我们不知道这件事情持续了多久。
We only know there is so-called ice age.
我们只知道有冰川的时代。
Once upon a time, this earth entered into ice age.
这块地曾经经过了冰川时代。
It was surrounded with water.
是被水来遮盖。
And everything was dead.
一切都是死亡。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
did God give up?
神放弃了吗？
No,
没有。
God has His plan.
神有他的计划。
I often think,
我经常这样想。
For God to destroy Satan, it is so easy.
神要摧毁撒旦是很简单的。
God can use His breath,
神吹口气
to put Satan to death,
就把他灭亡了。
But that will not give God glory.
但这样不能叫神得荣耀。
Why is it that God did not destroy Satan?
为什么神没有马上摧毁撒旦？
He only drove him out.
他只是把他赶下去。
But he did not destroy him.
他没有摧毁
他。Why is it so?
为什么这样？
Humanly speaking,
从人的角度看，
it is for God's glory.
这是为了神的荣耀。
Because when you think,
当你这样想，
if an old, if a grown-up person,
如果一个大人，
beat a little child,
打一个小孩，
Is there any glory in it?
那里面有荣耀吗？
No,
没有。
So God has a plan.
神有他的计划。
He wanted to have something lower than the angels.
所以他就用比天使微小一点的。
And through that something lower than the angel to destroy that archangel.
借着比天使微小一点的来击败天使长。
And this is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
even though we do not know how long this ice age continue on,
虽然我们不知道冰川时代持续了多久，
but we know that God began to restore this earth to be habitable.
但是我们知道神恢复这个地，叫它成为人可居住的。
So the 6 days, as we find in Genesis chapter 1,
所以在创世纪第一章里面六日的创造
does not refer to the beginning of the creation of the earth.
这不是指到起初创造地的时间。
Actually, the earth had been created.
我们知道那已经是被造成了。
But unfortunately, because of sin of Lucifer It was covered with water.
但是很可惜，因着天使长穆斯佛的堕落，而叫地成为渊面黑暗。
It was under judgment.
他是被审判。
But God is love.
但神是爱。
And God has His own plan.
神有他的计划。
So the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
The Spirit of God brooded over the face of the deep.
神的灵运行在水面。
God's love began to turn to the earth.
神的爱要临到这块地。
And in 6 days, God began to restore the earth to be habitable.
在六日之内，神恢复了这地，成为人可居住的地方。
Now, why did God do this?
神为什么这样做？
Because He wanted to create a creation lower than the angels.
因为他要创造比天使微小一点的被造。
That will be used by Him.
让他使用。
As His witness.
成为神的见证。
To defeat His enemy, Lucifer.
击败神的仇敌穆斯佛。
And that's why we men was created.
这是为什么我们这些人被造。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
let us remember,
让我们记住，
why was man created?
神为什么？
What is God's purpose concerning man?
我们要知道我们为什么被造，神在我们身上的旨意是什么？
Did He create man for man's own sake?
神是为了人而造人吗？
We know not. No.
不是这样。
We were created not for our own sake.
我们不是为了我们这些人而被造。
Man was created for God's sake.
人是为了神的目的而被造。
Man was created to perform God's purpose.
人被造是为了执行神的旨意。
Man was created to defeat God's enemy.
人的被造是要摧毁神的仇敌。
And to bring back God's glory.
把神的荣耀恢复过来。
That's why we men was created.
这是我们被造的目的。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
we men forget why we are here.
我们忘记了我们为什么存在。
We think we are created for ourselves.
我们以为我们是为自己而被造。
Instead of knowing what's God's purpose for man.
我们却不知道我们是为了神的计划。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it is most important,
这是最多么的重要，
for us to understand in the first place why we men were created.
我们要知道一开始我们是为什么被造。
We are not created for our own glory.
我们不是为了我们人自己的荣耀而被造。
Therefore, we are not supposed to live for ourselves.
所以我们就不应该为自己而活。
We are created for God.
我们是为了神而被造。
God created us with a definite purpose.
神造我们有特定的旨意。
He wants to feel us with himself.
他要用他自己充满我们。
He wants to use us to defeat his enemy.
他要用我们击败他的仇敌。
He wants to use man to fulfill all that he has ordained.
他要用着人来完成他所命定的一切。
That's why you And I were created.
这是你我被造的原因。
So you find in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面。
On the sixth day.
在这第六天。
After everything on earth has been restored.
当地一切给恢复过来之后。
And God created man.
神就在那里造人。
When he created man,
当他造人的时候
he created man in his own image according to his likeness.
他是照着他的形象跟样式造人。
Image
形象
here does not speak of outward form.
这里不是讲到外面的形状。
Image here speak of inner quality.
这个形象乃是讲到他内在的本质。
So man was created according to God's inner quality.
所以人被造是根据神内在的性情。
Because God breathed his breath into the nostril of the body of man made of earth.
因为神吹气在用泥土造的人的鼻孔里面。
Something of God Himself had entered into man.
神的一些本质进到人里面。
And with that something,
就是借着神里面的这个东西。
God made man possible to receive God into Himself.
神就造人，叫人能够盛装他的自己。
There is no other creation that can receive God into itself.
没有任何的被造能够盛装神自己。
All creation,
一切的被造
manifests the glory of God.
一切的被造都在那里彰显神的荣耀。
But none can receive God.Into itself.
但是没有任何的被造能够接受神自己。
Man is the only creature.
只有人是这样。
That God has created.
只有人这个活物神所创造的。
Into which the life of God can come into.
神的生命能够进到他里面。
That we may be united to God.In Christ Jesus.
我们能够在基督耶稣里与神连结。
That is the marvel of man.
这是人被造的奇妙。
So you find in Psalm 139.
所以在诗篇119篇那里告诉我们
that man was marvelously, wonderfully created.
神造人，人被造奇妙。
We are marvelously and wonderfully created.
神造的人是奇妙可畏。
For what purpose?
为了什么目的？
For God's purpose.
为了神的旨意。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
it is but right for man to live for God's purpose.
所以人为了神的旨意而活才是准确的。
And not to be selfish and live for themselves.
这样我们不能够自私为自己而活。
Then after God created man,
当神造人之后
He put man in the Garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园子里面。
He made a beautiful garden.
他在那里创造了这个美丽的伊甸园。
And it was full of trees.
那里满了各样的树子。
Because the fruits are good for the food of man.
那里有各样的果树，那些果子是给人享用。
But in the midst of the garden.
哦，在园的中间。
Notice.
注意到。
It is in the midst of the garden.
在园子当中。
God planted the tree of life.
神在那里栽种了生命树。
The tree of life represents God's life.
生命树代表神的生命。
If anyone should eat the tree, fruit of the tree of life,
人若吃生命树的果子
he has the life of God in him.
他里面就有了神的生命。
But by the side of this tree of life,
但在这生命树的旁边
was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那是有一棵叫做分别善恶树。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you think God will put a bad tree in that garden?
你信不信神会把一棵坏的树放在园子中间吗？
I believe not.
我相信不会。
As a matter of fact,
其实
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the next best to the tree of life.
分别善恶树乃是生命树旁边次好的一棵树。
What knowledge can be compared with the knowledge of good and evil?
什么知识能够与这棵树相比呢？
Ethical knowledge is the highest of all knowledges.
道德的知识乃是最高的知识。
So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not a bad tree.
所以分别善恶树不是一棵坏的树。
It itself is a good tree.
它本身是一棵好的树。
Better than all the other trees except the tree of life.
比园中其他的果子都好，只是比生命树差一点。
Because it gives you knowledge.
因为它给你知识。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what knowledge can be compared with ethical knowledge?
有什么知识能够跟道德的知识相比呢？
To know good.And to know evil.
知道善，知道恶。
This is the highest of all knowledges.
这是所有知识里面最高等的。
And God planted this tree by the side of the tree of life.
神就把这棵树种在生命树的旁边。
In other words,
换句话说
God want man to make his choice.
神让人有选择。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
man has a free will.
人有自由的意志。
Probably today, you will feel that if we do not have that free will, probably we will be better.
你可能今天觉得，如果我们没有这个自由意志，可能我们还好一点。
If he will make man that can only obey him and nothing else.
如果神造的人只能够顺服神，别的都不能做，那不是更好吗？
That will save us lots of problems.
这就能够叫我们脱离很多的麻烦。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
that's like a robot.
那就叫成一个机器人了。
God wants man to have a free will as he is.The free will.
神要我们有一个自由的意志，好像神那样。
And God said,
神说
of all the trees in the garden, you can freely eat.
园中的果子你都可以吃。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat.
但是分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
Because if you eat it,You will surely die.
你吃的日子必定死。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God put man under his control.
神把人放在他的管理底下。
Man was created above all creatures.
神创造人高于一切的这些被造的东西。
But man was created under God.
但是人是在神的权柄底下。
And if we obey God,
当我们顺服神的时候
God did not say, Do not eat the tree of life.
神没有告诉人说你不可以吃生命树的果子。
As a matter of fact, that tree is in the midst of the garden.
你看到吗？生命树是在园子当中的。
It must be a wonderful, beautiful tree.
那一定是一个非常美丽奇妙的一棵树。
So when God said, "You should not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,"
当神吩咐人说你不可以吃分别善恶树的果子
，that will automatically draw man to the tree of life.
那就应该马上把人引到生命树的跟前。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
And then God man put in the Garden of Eden.
当人被放在园子当中的时候
，In the garden, God gave them man a command.
在园子当中，神这样命令人
：Till and to guard.
在那里修理、看守。
In other words,
换句话说
，God wants man to improve upon what he has made.
神要人来。改进神所造的
，to make the fruit tree more fruitful，
让这些果树能够结更多的果子。
That is the task of man，
这是人的责任。
But on the other hand，
另外一面呢
？God say you God，
神说守要你们要守卫看守
，because that garden does not have a wall。
因为这个园子没有围墙。
And God wants man to be that wall.
神要人成为那个围墙。
Because God knows the enemy is outside of the garden.
因为神知道园子之外有仇敌。
So you find man had twofold labor.
所以我们看到人有两方面的责任。
One is to till to improve the ground.
一面是在那里修理，叫这个园子结更多的果子。
And the other is to guard the garden as the wall of the garden.
另外一方面是要看守，成为园子的围墙。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，think of the power that God has endowed Adam.
你看到神给亚当的能力
To a huge garden, God made Adam the wall of the garden.
这么大的园子，神要亚当成为园子的围墙
To keep the enemy out of the garden.
来保护这园子，叫仇敌不能够进来
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的
We know what happened.
我们知道发生了什么事
？Eve and Adam are one in two.
夏娃跟亚当二人成为一体。
They ought to be together.
他们应该在一起的。
And they ought to be working.
他们应该在一起来做工。
They ought to be guarding the garden.
他们在那个园子里面来工作。
It is a tremendous work to be done.
这是一件很大的一件工程。
But somehow,
不知道为什么
，you find man get leisure.
人在那里放松下来。
And Eve began to depart from Adam.
夏娃就离开了亚当。
And because of this,
因着这样的缘故
，we find Eve and Adam were careless.
我们就发现亚当夏娃他们太放松了。
They do not fulfill God's command.
他们没有完成神的命令。
They left the garden unguarded.
他们叫这个园子失去了看守。
And the enemy slipped in.
仇敌就钻进来了。
The serpent.At that time, was the cleverest animal.
蛇乃是最 狡猾的有智聪明的这个动物。
So Satan took the form of the serpent.
所以撒旦就取了蛇的样子。
And he began to tempt Eve.
他在那里就试探夏娃。
Eve was supposed to be with Adam.
夏娃应该跟亚当在一起的。
If they were together,
如果他们没有分开的话，
they could overcome the enemy.
他们就能够胜过敌人。
But because they were separated,
但是因为他们分开了，
so Eve was tempted by the tempter.
所以夏娃就受了那试探人的引诱。
He took the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他吃了那分别善恶树的果子。
And gave it to her husband.
而且还给他丈夫吃。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you find.
你在这里你看到
Eve was deceived.
夏娃被欺骗了。
But Adam was not deceived.
亚当没有被欺骗。
He knew exactly what will happen.
他知道将要发生什么样的后果。
He knew God's command.
他知道神的吩咐。
But he loved his wife more than God.
他爱他的妻子比爱神更多。
So he too ate.
所以他也吃了。
And they found themselves naked.
他们就发现他们两人赤身露体。
I often wonder.
我经常这样想。
When God created the animals,
当神创造这些动物的时候，
He gave them skins as clothing.
他给他们皮来遮盖他们的身体。
When God created man,
当神造人的时候，
what will be our created clothing?
那我们被造的衣服是什么呢？
Men are not naked in the beginning.
起初人不是赤身露体的。
God must have clothed them with something.
神一定给他们有点遮盖。
I feel that when God created man,
我觉得当神造人的时候，
He made glory the clothing of man.
他让荣耀成为人的衣服。
So before man sinned, they did not know they were naked.
所以当人犯罪以前，他们不知道他们是赤身露体的。
Because they were clothed with glory.
因为他们穿上了荣耀。
But when man sinned,
当人犯罪以后，
the glory left them.
荣耀离开了他们。
And they discover themselves as naked.
他们就看到自己赤身露体。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it is a sad story.
这是一个悲惨的故事。
God wanted man to be used of him.
神要人能够给他使用。
God wanted to fill man with himself.
神要用他自己充满在人里面。
And instead, we found man fail God and fail themselves.
但是我们看到人让神失望，也自己失败了。
This is the sad story.Of the Garden of Eden.
这是在伊甸园里面那悲惨的故事。
But, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
do you think God will give up?
你信神会放弃吗？
Man may fail.
人会失败。
But God never fails.
神永不失败。
He has his way.
他有他的办法。
And God willing, we will continue if he should tarry.
神愿意的话，如果神迟延，我们会继续。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
As we relate thy purpose,
当我们讲到你的旨意
and how man failed thee,
讲到人如何的失败
we thank thee,
我们谢谢你
because thou did not give up,
我们谢谢你因为你没有放弃我们
even with man's failure,
虽然人是这样的失败
Thou hast manifested thy glory in a greater way.
你在人身上要彰显你更大的荣耀。
Dear Lord, we come together to relate thy salvation.
我们一起在这里讲到你伟大的救赎。
And to see what great work Thou has done.
我们在这里来思想你所做的多么大的事。
Thou has made a failed man to become a testimony.
你要把我们这些失败的人做成为你的见证。
It is wonderful in our hearts.
这是多么的奇妙。
Do open our understanding.
打开我们的悟性。
And see what great things thou hast done for us.
叫我们看到你在我们身上做的大事。
That we may always bow before thee and worship thee.
叫我们永远俯伏敬拜你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.